Today is Tuesday, June 6. You're listening to D-Dad Talk. I'm your host, Benjamin Mandio. The weather is expected to be rainy tonight, with a low around 51 degrees, with mostly cloudy skies and a slight south-southwest wind. Now, here's the headlines for the day. Both the city and county appear to be safe from having their COVID funds repealed by the feds through the debt ceiling package because both entities have earmarked their allotments. Under the bill, signed into law over the weekend by President Biden, local governments with unspent COVID funds, which are unallocated, will see those funds pulled back to federal control. The county will use the final allotment for courthouse improvements, and the city has allocated its final funding to support water system improvements. First responders and the Trinidad Triggers faced off in a friendly game of Heritage Cold Camp baseball at Central Park as part of the city's Historic Preservation Commission's Echoes of History weekend. The Triggers came out on top during the three-inning matchup. HBC Chair Elizabeth Kelly said the game was intended to give a glimpse into the area's history in a non-seminar format. Adult food prices at Trinidad schools are raising 18% after board approval. The raise is mandatory to follow state regulations. That's the news. Listen daily on TNet Radio, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts to keep up with Los Angeles County and Colfax County, New Mexico happenings.